Good morning, Consciousness Circle members, and happy Wednesday. We're halfway through the week, and I hope you're having an amazing week. So, in order to take advantage and acknowledge the energy, the cosmic energy that's currently supporting us, I want to give you a self-exploration exercise. It's posed of a few questions that really make you think and bring you to present moment. As some of you may already know, I keep coming back over and over with many lessons about coming back to present moment. Louise Hay used to say that our present moment is where all of our power lies. And it's true. To accept where we are, to fully and radically embrace ourselves where we are in this present moment, allows us to see ourselves in an honest way. And from that space, we can decide what to do with the current resources, whether we need to increase them by doing self-work, by expressing self-love, by asking for help, or if we find ourselves in a time in our lives in which we have plenty of resources, we can ask ourselves, how do we share this? Who do we share it with? What does sharing this with other people mean? How is this good for the greater good? How is this good for the long run? Asking ourselves different types of questions guides us to different experiences, to different people. A lot of times, it's said, right, that we attract who and what we are, not what we want. But that point of attraction can only be made clear if we are clear about who we are, if we are clear about where we stand. And this isn't about being in a space that we consider to be acceptable, only a space in which we are happy. No. Radical and full acceptance of the present moment is to radically accept and love ourselves, regardless of how we're judging our current state. So, I bring you to this exercise, again, of self-exploration with a few questions, okay? And the reason for this is that self-exploration is the courage to learn about yourself, to improve your knowledge of who you are. I mean, And it does take courage because, again, it requires radical acceptance, right? Self-knowledge begins in awareness and develops through the process of self-exploration. So as you consider what you know about yourself and continue to explore depths that you may not always connect to, at the very least, you come to the understanding that that's where you stand. A lot of times where we stand in our lives isn't something that we're fully aware of, isn't something that we're fully connected to. And so to come back again to present moment and acknowledge where we are is crucially important, because without self-exploration, you may be ignorant to crucial components of who you are, of your identity, your values, your purpose, which has a lot to do with Venus. Currently, Venus is creating so many connections. Yesterday, she created a connection to Chiron, which has the potential to keep us stuck and tied to our wounds, right? In victimhood mentality. Today, she has a connection to Saturn, in which she's urging us, commit to something different for the long run. Commit to something that is good for you for the long run, right? So since we are all continuously evolving as human beings, without self-exploration, we're risking becoming stagnant in this journey of self-love. So self-exploration is a path that can include twists and turns, right? We won't always like what we see. We may encounter pieces that were previously unknown, as well as other pieces that perhaps we have only seen glimpses of in the past. And because of lack of presence, because of lack of self-exploration, we never develop them to their fullest potential. So we may be able to anticipate what we will encounter during this exercise due to our heightened sense of awareness, right? Right now, as I'm saying it, your level of awareness is heightening. Like, what is this going to entail? How am I going to answer? But whatever the case, what I genuinely suggest, humbly suggest, is that you answer these questions with whatever comes up to you in the moment, okay? So, first question, what do you anticipate you will encounter in this exercise of self-exploration? Two, if you only had one wish, what would that wish be? Three, what is your proudest accomplishment? Four, what are your strengths? Five, who do you love? Six, what new activities are you interested in or are willing to try? Seven, what are you ashamed of? Eight, what are you worried about? Nine, where do you feel safest? 10, what do you love about your job? All of these questions have an undertone of Venus and Saturnian energies and their nature and how Venus and Saturn work together. There is a level of honesty that has to come when we answer these questions about ourselves. Last week, I also left another exercise in which it's similar. It's about getting clear with ourselves. It's about understanding exactly where we are in this moment. I cannot stress enough how important it is for us to be clear with ourselves as we head into eclipse season. Not so much so that we know what intentions to set, because eclipses aren't even a time to really set intentions. They're a time in which we are allowing the lessons in our life to unfold. Eclipses have everything to do with our soul's point and purpose in this earth rather than what we envision and want, right? Rather than what we think we want. So in order for us to align with purpose seamlessly and effortlessly, we need to come back to present moment in an honest, genuine way in which we can accept ourselves, even when we don't fully like what we see. And from that space, learn that it's okay for us to not always like what we see, because we have the power of choice and we have the power to do things differently for ourselves. So I hope that this is helpful. As always, feel free to reach out via email or social media, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.